This is Real Life with Lisa Jesswein on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Lisa Jesswein.
Hey, everybody. We have got a fantastic one today that I know that I can say this with pretty much straight up confidence. Every single person can relate to this topic. I'm going to go out on a limb and just say that every single person, listening or not listening, can relate to this. We are going to speak to Tatiana Jerome, who wrote Love Lost, Love Found, A Woman's Guide to Letting Go of the Past and Finding New Love. That is a tall order, Tatiana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. See, she doesn't just stop with Love Lost, Love Found. Oh, no. She says, this is our guide to let go of the past and find some new love. But what is so interesting to me about you and your story is that you are merely sort of expressing and relating what happened to you in a breakup on social media when it just exploded, right?
Right. That's exactly what happened. And everyone seemed to be able to relate. And then they're like, write a book. And I'm like, no. And then I'm like, write a book. And then I'm like, okay. And then that's what happened.
So what was the initial post? Tell me a little bit about what the initial post said.
Oh, I don't. That's a good one. I don't really remember. I think I just started off just, I don't know, trying to encourage someone and saying you could do it, keep going, because that's my main word, keep going. And yeah, I really don't remember how I started it. I guess I was in my feelings one time and then I just wrote and then people were just commenting and I'm like, oh, okay, it's okay to put this out. So then I just continued to do that.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Do you remember if the initial post was an angry post or it was a sad post or it was a I'm healing post, this horrible thing happened to me? What was the vibe of it?
I believe the post was more healing and more, well, you know, just because it wasn't anger, but it's just more like, oh, you know, his fault isn't going to mess me up in my life type thing. Because I remember starting off with posts like that, just saying, you know, I don't have to live with dysfunction and just stuff like that around that area.
Mm-hmm. And where are you out of, Tatiana? What state?
Florida, South Florida.
South Florida. And yet it relates to everybody all around the world because we have all had our hearts squashed at some point or another. So one of the things you talk about is actually owning up to your part in the whole breakdown of this relationship. Is that something that we as women kind of don't do sometimes?
Yeah, I truly believe that because it's so easy to point the finger and see the other person's faults. And then I'm like looking at myself and saying, you know what? A lot of their faults is some of the faults that I have. I mean, the person that I picked because I had to agree and say, yes, I want to be in this is, you know, somewhat of a reflection of me, whether I like it or not, or even see it. And, you know, the person really did help me see like, oh, it really isn't, you know, just you. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, I could work on that. I mean, I'm not saying you have to be perfect, but when you realize there are some things you could work on, why not work on them?
Right. And you've heard the phrase, you teach people how to treat you.
Exactly.
So
definitely do.
If you don't step up early on, they're going to keep on treating you that exact same way.
Exactly. If you don't say this is my, well, I don't want to say my way, but this is the way I function or this is my standard or I'm gone. And if you're someone who just talks that but doesn't actually leave when it actually happens in the beginning, of course, they're not going to believe you. Would you believe yourself? It's just like,
mm-hmm,
no.
Mm-hmm. And, so, and what is your drop list?
What do you mean?
Because you say that, you know, you're going to learn, you learn about avoiding self-sabotaging behavior and other things it says on Tatiana's drop list. So that we're dropping those self-sabotaging behavior. What else should we be dropping?
The thought that you could control someone else. That I think that's the biggest thing, or control what goes on in your relationship to get to the end point and the desire that you want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my desire is, oh, let's be together forever and have a family, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And so because my desire was so strong for that, there were things that were happening that at the time I wasn't seeing or letting it slide, like, okay, because my desire was just so strong.
Right.
Like, I want it with this person. This one, not open to it, could be with anybody else. I'm like, no, it has to be with this one. I'm good. I don't want to look anymore.
Boy, you had blinders on, huh?
Yeah.
And what took those blinders off? What was your sort of light bulb aha moment, to borrow an Oprah phrase, that you had to let go?
You know, I think it was a series of things, but I don't know. I guess I don't even know how to describe it. It was just a change of course. It was like, why are you acting this way? I thought we were headed in this direction. And then I just, when I started to see things that I didn't like within this person in our relationship, that's when I had to slow down. And I'm like, I'm seriously not going to get to what I desire in this way with this person when they're doing this. And I don't understand it. And then when I kept going towards him and saying, why I'm not getting this attention, you're like absent, this, that, and the other, it was, I mean, it wasn't even where the person was trying to fix it. He wasn't trying to fix anything. So it was just like, okay.
Sometimes people, yeah. Sometimes people say that they don't like what they've turned into or how they changed because of what was going on in the relationship. Were there some behaviors or things that you picked up that you didn't like about yourself because of being in that relationship?
I wouldn't say I picked up anything. I would just say I dropped a lot of things that I didn't like, that I didn't want to drop. So, which more goes into taking care of myself. I've spent less time taking care of myself. For example, I used to meditate in the mornings and pray in the mornings. All of that stopped. Mm-hmm. I was more focused on, you know, my relationship and him. I would ask him, well, did you eat? Making sure he was okay and not making sure I was okay. I'm like, oh, I didn't even drink my water. Like, I didn't do what I'm supposed to do to make sure that I'm okay. So the things that I used to like to do, those things stopped because I was like, I don't have time, or I'll do that later. And I just kept postponing things. So it didn't feel right after a while, but I just said, well, these are the things that happen when you're in a relationship. You can't give your attention to everything, but I neglected myself. So I can't really say I picked up anything. I just said I dropped a lot of things that I used to do.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I mean, it's a balance, because obviously, yes, it's nice to make sure that the person you're in a relationship with is taken care of, and that you have their favorite things there or whatever it is. But you're right. You can't do it at the expense of yourself. And the balance has to come with, hey, honey, no problem. I'll be out there in 10 minutes. I'm in here meditating.
There you go. There you go. That's what I needed to learn to do at this time. But I'm like, no, I got to please him, and I got to make sure things are right. And I wasn't pleasing myself. I thought making him happy made me happy, but I was still drained. And I'm like, why am I drained? So,
exactly.
Yeah.
I love that you mentioned the F word. What does that mean?
The F word.
How What's to find word? Freedom through forgiveness?
Yes. Forgiveness. Forgiveness goes back to, I guess, what we were stating earlier. It, like, we're always looking at the other person and saying, well, this is what you did wrong. But I had to forgive myself. I did make the effort and say that I wanted to be in this. I did do things that it wasn't him who forced me to do it. I did it. And then sometimes we're like, why did I pick this person? Well, forgive yourself. I think that when you're able to forgive yourself and you're able to forgive the next person, then you're able to start letting a lot of things go. And yeah, forgiveness is the biggest word, because we could be resentful for things and be like, well, I don't understand why you did this and you didn't do that with me. And like, why, you know, just, there's just so many things, feelings that you didn't even know that you could experience. You start experiencing them and then you're like, ah, so then it's harder to forgive the person and it's harder to forgive you. You're like, why did I make this mistake? Why did I make this decision?
Right.
And then, you know, it's just like, no.
What were your friends like during this time? Because, you know, sometimes friends and family, when you're in the relationship, they might mask their true feelings about the person that you love. Oh, he's great. And then right after it happens, they're like, I knew. I just didn't say anything. So what were your friends and family like during this?
I will actually say that it was what you said, but they didn't say I knew at the end. They're like, oh my gosh, I never saw it coming. Like, you know, they're just like, oh my gosh, I hope it works out later on. Maybe just not in a great place right now. What happened? It was just a shocker to them as well.
How long were you with him?
For about 7 months.
About 7 months. Okay. Mm-hmm. And are you still friends after all this?
We're cool. We're cool. I mean, he knows there's a book.
So. Girl, he's gonna want some royalties or something. He's gonna be like, I'm the reason that you're so successful.
You know, he's probably like, see, the hurt.
No, you know what's gonna happen, Tanya? There's relationships all over now, and the guy's going, honey, if I just break your heart and then you write a book, we're gonna be fabulous. Let's just do that.
You're like, no, that's
yeah,
not how this is gonna go. But yeah,
that's where she's got to speak up and say, no, no, for my well-being and yours, that is not going to happen.
Especially yours.
Yes, especially yours. So how soon do you think, when you're getting involved with somebody new, let me get your opinion on this. Do we talk about the exes? Do you think the exes need to come up?
No.
Mm, okay.
I don't think exes need to come up. I don't even see what the reason an ex would come up for. I mean, this is a new relationship, so... Unless he asked about an ex, and I would probably just be vague. There's nothing really, I mean, there has to be a certain reason why you're asking. There's no reason for me to bring up my ex unless we're just friends and, you know, we're really good friends for some strange reason.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this is a new relationship. I'm not bringing up anybody that doesn't need to be brought up.
Yeah, and you know what? That's really a great thing, especially everybody on first dates. Let's not talk about our past. Don't talk about the exes. Just let it lie.
Right, because it seems like you haven't even gotten over it. Like, you need some more time. You know, maybe, I mean, this could be therapeutic instead of, you know, whatever. But it just makes me, for me, I would feel like if the person's talking about their ex, I'm like, why aren't you here with your ex instead of me?
Mm-hmm.
So... rather than me. So that's why I just don't really see what the point of bringing up your ex is.
Mm, okay, good. And what do you think is the hardest part about actually taking that leap? Because a lot of times, both men and women in this case, I'm going to use this, they stay in relationships that they know are fading, they feel it, and they don't do anything about it. Why do you think that is?
I think there's a lot of reasons. Being comfortable, and sometimes we are comfortable in the dysfunction that we're in. That's what we know. We've been in it for a while. So it's easier to stay than explore the new. Some of us want to explore the new, but we don't want new until we know new is there. Like, sometimes we want a new guy, but we want the new guy to come before we let go of the old guy.
Ooh.
Which doesn't someone make sense.
That's bad.
Like, right. There's no gap. Some of us have that. And then sometimes it's just like, well, I don't want to do this on my own. Like, I've been in this. We're, you know, we've joined together and this, that, and the other. I just don't want to do this on my own again. I have to start all over. Starting all over isn't fun, especially when you've had promises said to you. And, you know, sometimes as we get older, we're like, okay, how many times am I going to do that? Even I had a friend of mine say, she's like, I can't afford another heartbreak. Like, it's hard. So I think that's
what do you think she meant by that? I can't afford another heartbreak.
That when she said that, she was saying that in the context that she needed time for herself, because she came out of a 5-year relationship and then went into a 4 or 5 month relationship, and then went into one where she was just starting one, and then the guy just left for no reason. I mean, we examined the text message, the phone call, I mean, the conversation, like, you didn't say anything that was, I don't understand what happened. She set up a date, he didn't show up. It was just so weird. So I can't do this.
If they, you know, if someone has finally come to the realization that this is not what I want, what kind of a sort of a personal action plan should they put in place to get out of this relationship?
Well, I would first say, well, if you know this isn't what you want, do you know what it is that you do want? And make sure that that's what you're going to focus on. I think it's good for us to focus on the healthy parts of us, the stuff that we do want in our lives. Just switch our perspective, because when we are in the essence of leaving, it's so easy for us to say, well, am I doing the right thing? Am I... Like, you start to second guess yourself and like, maybe it's not as bad as I thought.
Mm.
So when I say an action, like when you say an action step, I would just take the first steps to really making sure your mindset is there and sticking to your goals and your focus and saying, you know what, this is what I'm going to do for myself. I'm going to take care of myself. And then any decision that you make after that is probably going to be your best decision at that moment to take care of yourself rather than to fall back. I mean, we do make mistakes, but it's more about moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And if you are the one doing the breaking up, here's a little advice that everybody uses. There is no good time for a breakup. Okay. So if you're planning on getting the calendar down, trying to make insurance on a third Thursday in this month, there just isn't a good time. Someone's going to get hurt and it's like ripping the Band-Aid, right?
Right. And I feel this way. This is my personal belief. I believe that both people get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Even the person who is doing the breakup, whether you might not feel it right now, but you may feel it, you know, down the line, or like, man, I wish we had a friendship, or I have no idea. You start to think about certain things, but I don't think it's easy for either one unless you're just heartless or, you know, you're just so used to breaking up with people like this was only supposed to last 3 weeks. I don't understand.
Well, and don't pick a day that's like an anniversary or something, because that's just cruel. Like, if you're like, I know I'm going to break up with you on the 1 year anniversary of us getting together. That's.
Oh my gosh. Like, so you couldn't do this before. How cruel. Like, did not think this through.
I did not. And you know what? Whoever the other party may be might go, oh, I totally forgot that was our day. So.
That's
even worse. That's like double whammy, right?
I know. I'm like, wait, what? Wait. So you forgot and you broke up with me. You know what? This wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be. And you know what? I was divorced, and this is funny now, but then it wasn't funny. So when we were going through the divorce process, we'd been together for 3 years. He had called me because he wanted to know how to spell my last name for the paperwork. And I said, are you kidding me right now? You don't know how to spell my last name? We've been together for 3 years. And I just said, look it up. And I hung the phone up.
It must have been an April Fool's joke. Playing with you.
Girl, that divorce happened. No, he really didn't know how to spell my last name. I'm just saying, now I can look at it and laugh. I can also look back on that relationship and say he did one of the hardest but most important things. He knew that this relationship needed to end, and he was strong enough to say, we're going to get a divorce. So now, after all my healing has happened, I can look back on those things and laugh, and I can also look back on it and I can be glad that he did it, because he did the right thing. And sometimes after you step back and you get some perspective, you can actually say that was for my highest good.
Yep. I would say that is a blessing. A lot of times I say the breakup is the blessing. It's a breakthrough. And, you know, it's hard because you want it and you're so used to it. Or maybe it's just like, I thought we were supposed to be together. But then sometimes the things that we don't understand really do work for our greatest good.
Mm-hmm. And so
I actually believe that.
The title of your book, Love Lost, Love Found, makes me want to ask you, was love found again for you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm currently seeing someone.
Really? And he knows all about this. You write in books after things happen,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly. He's like, what if this doesn't work out? Is there another book? I'm like, maybe. I don't know.
You're like the Taylor Swift of the literary world, because you
hope not. I really hope not. I'm like, you know what you taught me? I have to let other people know what you taught me, because they need to know.
And it's good. And I bet you make time for meditation this time, right?
I sure do. I mean, things have definitely changed, where it's just like, I don't hang on someone's every word, which I felt like I was doing before. And it's just like, okay, let me take time for me. And I think that he respects that as well, because there's no, well, why aren't you here? Or anything else like that.
Yeah.
But
no one likes a clinger, right?
Yeah.
No one likes that. They like when you're a little bit independent over there. You got your world. He's got his. And then you've got your world together. There should be, right? Three different little worlds there. And, you know, we need to be strong enough and confident enough that when he goes into his world, no matter what that is, that we just say, have fun. I'll see you when you're done. And then you work. You know what I mean? Because if you come too clingy and too insecure, that is not sexy.
No, especially like, we have our feminine power, so we need to be able to hold on to that and, you know, exude it.
Ugh,
so, yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Very Wonder Woman of you. I feel very powerful now. So you've got, so Mr. New Man, where did you find him? Where did he come from?
Well, he was, let's just say he was an old friend. He's a new old vibe. We'll just say that.
All right.
Yeah. So just reconnected and that was really it. I'm like, oh, maybe I should have given you a try.
did he reach out to you or did you reach out to him?
Oh, no, he reached out to me. Here's the thing. That's something else that I learned. And I was talking to a girlfriend of mine. We were saying that we're like, notice that the guys that we've talked to that didn't work out were all guys that we somewhat had to help them talk to us, like in some way.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like I got to stage this, make this easier for you because you keep, it's like we knew what we wanted. Not to say that they didn't know, but it was taking too long or in some way it just wasn't working. So we both said, no, this time if they can't figure it out, they just can't figure it out. If they move too slow, they move too slow. That's their bad.
Mm-hmm.
But that's their job. Like we're aggressive. Yeah, we know what we want. We go through it for every aspect. But in this spot,
right. No. Well, smart words, Tatiana. We're talking to Tatiana Jerome, Love Lost, Love Found, A Woman's Guide to Letting Go of the Past and Finding New Love. We have all of her, Facebook page and all of that is up on our page. So make sure that you connect with her. Add your own two cents in if you have something to say about what we've just talked about here. But Tatiana, you have agreed to do the RL3, which is three silly, goofy questions that have nothing to do with what we're talking about. And are you ready for question number one?
Yes.
All right. Which childhood TV show were you obsessed with?
Oh.
Childhood. Think little touch.
There's a lot. Flintstones? That's not my age.
Wait, no, I love that. The Flintstones. Did you ever wonder how they drove a car with just their feet? That was so odd to me.
Yes, it's like I was thinking of like, okay, Jetsons, and then I'm like, nah, see, we're going too back.
I love that you picked the Flintstones. All right. Okay, mm-hmm. Second question. What form of transportation that you have never tried would you like to try?
Helicopter.
Really? Oh, do you you must not have like, you've got a good stomach then, right?
Yes and no.
Uh-oh.
Just depends on the day.
You better bring some Dramamine, girl.
I figure it's like flying on a plane. So
yeah,
like,
why don't you tell your new man to take you up in a helicopter and see what happens to your stomach? I don't know. I don't know about that.
He may not want to be my man anymore.
No, so he's like, that's gross. No. All right, and here is our third and final one. This is where we get to find out your fantasy name, which, of course, is the first pet that you ever had, and then we put the name of the street you grew up on behind that. So what was the name of the first pet you ever had?
I'll just say Charlie.
Charlie. All right. Mm-hmm. And the street you grew up on?
Springfield.
Charlie Springfield is your fantasy name. I kind of like it. Charlie Springfield sounds like, I don't know, like you could have been on like a soap opera or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it? Charlie Springfield. It's good. Tatiana.
I feel like it's a rock name.
Oh, that could be it too. All right. So if you're in a rock band, what instrument are you playing?
Guitar.
Of course you are, because mm-hmm. everybody wants the guitar player. I got you. We thank you so much for being with us today, Tatiana. We've got all the information about your book up on our website. Thanks so much for playing along.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed this.